Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Here what we are doing, here it is a work of a different nature. It is a place for transformation of the inner quality of your being, that in this life you become completely free from anger, anxiety, lust, greed, jealousy, all these negative things. And you have pure love, infinite love in you, complete harmony with God and with the world around, 100% successful human life. Anyway, it takes time before one understands. Only God is there. All is God. Because God is never born. Therefore God never dies. God never came from anywhere. Therefore God does not move anywhere. God, the truth, existence, consciousness and bliss, God. Truth is what it is always. And our essential existence is the part of that truth. Only an illusion of separateness exists, which goes away in self-realization. Nothing is gained actually in self-realization. Nothing is gained. The illusion goes away. You don't get anything. You only realize what you always are. Nothing except that. What do you get if you come back your home? You return your home, you are in your home. The home was there, you were also there. And suppose it happens that you are in the home, in your house. Simply you have forgotten that you are in your own house. And only this ignorance goes away. Somebody comes and tells, oh look, why are you crying for your home and residence? You are already there. Oh, I am there. I was always in my... Oh. It is something like this. As in many ways they try to convey the thing, which is difficult or almost impossible, but anyway, indications. As an example they have given, the saints have given. The mother slept with the child in the lap during night. So the child was there with the mother. But in dream, the mother had a dream. She lost the child. Where is my child? Where is my child? So in dream, even when the dream was going on about losing the child was there already in the lap. But the mother was very much worried, cried in the dream, oh, where is my child? Where have I lost? I must find him. Then somebody comes and wakes up. Oh, look, it was dream. A dream? Oh, the child is here. And the child was always here. The child was here before my sleep. The child was here even when I was dreaming, losing the child. And the child was here. My goodness. Another example they have given. The lady was working throughout the day in the house. And somehow it happened to her that she has lost her necklace. She used to wear in the neck. Necklace she has lost somewhere. Where's my necklace? It was so precious, so I spent so much money. Where is my necklace? tried to find it out everywhere, every corner of the house, in the bathroom even, and went outside to the neighborhood where she might have gone, inquiring about the necklace. And then on the way, it might have dropped. Ultimately, she could not find the necklace, got exhausted, and then fell down on the bed. Or somebody came and said, "Oh, what is this in your neck? Oh, is it? Ah." Ah. Oh, you did not see it was already here and you are looking outside with my necklace. Oh, my goodness. It is something like this, finding the self or finding God. Something. The necklace was always there, only there was forgetfulness. Oh. So anyway, there is a direct path. You find out the answer only of one question. And when you will find out the answer of only one question, I guarantee you will find out answer to all the questions. What is that one question? Who am I? Find out the answer to it. Not through books, not through through experience. Self-enquiry. Who am I? Am I the body? Am I the thoughts? Am I the senses? Am I the mind? Am I the intellect? No. Because you will say no. As many times I gave the example, when you were 5 years of age or 10 years of age, and now you may be 20, 30, 50, 60, whatever, the body is not the same which it was at the time when you were 10 years of age or 5 years of age. It's not the same. Even you can't recognize it if a photograph is shown to you of that time. Body has changed. Senses have changed. Thoughts have changed. The capacity to take decision, that is intellect, has changed. But have you changed? They have changed. But have you? Are you not the same? Body is not the same. Senses are not the same. Thoughts are not the same. Intellect is not the same. But are you not the same? Who was at the age of 5 or 7 or 10? You will say, no, I am the same. Then what is that sameness in you? Body is not the same, senses are not the same, thoughts are not the same, mind is not the same, intellect is not the same. What is that sameness which you say, I am the same? That is self, yourself. But this is only intellectual at this time. The self is experienced in self-realization. For that, it is all this practice, meditation, changing ourselves, and all the spiritual things, all the paths. And when somebody realizes the self, then all secrets of the universe get revealed in a way. They become known.